Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor of the Pre-Market Prep website. Joel, it seems like what everyone's talking about this week, which we shouldn't be surprised about, is the upcoming Fed meeting and statement tomorrow. However, this whole concept of a 75 basis point hike seems to be pulling a bit more weight right now. There are these so-called Fed insiders and some of the mainstream media sources that have come out just in the last day or two saying that 75 basis points is being considered. So again, I don't think we're going to get a 75 basis point move, but Joel, what do you think about the potential of a 75 basis point move by the Fed? And quite simply, is that causing all of this market weakness this week?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Well, first of all, Corey, the market doesn't care what you think. I just want you to know that. It doesn't care what I think.
There's a lot of people out there.
If you base it off the CPI data, yes. But the Fed has been a little bit more dependent on the PPI data, and that was a little bit more benign. So, can they do 0.625 and make everybody happy? But it's definitely on the table. I don't know how the market's really going to react either way. I mean, there's a lot of bad news already baked into this. What's interesting, since we spoke last, we did have that nice trading range up there. They happened to take it to the lower end of the trading range the day before the CPI report. So market got ahead of the report. Friday was the actual day of the report, and that was a bad day. And then on yesterday, the bears just got a hold of this market in the pre-market trading and just locked everyone down. So I don't know. I think I'll lean with you towards a half. If they go three quarters, I don't know if that's going to freak the market out. But they got to get inflation down, and however they have to do it. If they don't go a half now, then I think they're really going to increase, unless the numbers get better, really increases the probability at the next meeting, at the SEP meeting, that they go three quarters.
Well, Joel, it's definitely an interesting environment. We'll find out soon enough what the Fed's plan is. But the reality is they could hike rates by 100 basis points for seven times in a row, and they'd still have negative real rates. They're only at 80 bips right now. So inflation coming in at 8.6% on the CPI reading on Friday has really got the markets probably wobbling. We're in that upside down world, though, Joel, where everybody looks at the news, but nobody cares what the news is. They care about what the Fed's reaction is. So how much of this is, do you think, more the inflation expectations are just going to be stickier now moving forward?
I have to agree with you. I mean, the Fed got behind the eight ball with the transitory talk, right? And now they're trying to flip the switch going the other way. So it's, you know, they'll say, you know, I mean, there's some positive, you know, that the supply chains are easing, that we're not seeing what we want in the data. So, like I said, the usually get some good movement off the headline number, but then it's when, you know, what the actual rate change is. But instead, it's those Q&As afterwards, where everyone just hinges on one word or two words or three words. And, you know, that's a difficult, you know, game to play. Just technically, market speaking, I mean, we're in trouble. You know, we took out the recent low of the move, and really haven't really made any kind of a solid attempt to get back above it. So the worm has turned. I mean, you know, it used to be the Fed put, the Fed had your back, and now it's the opposite. You know, you're fighting the Fed here, and you're fighting the trend. So until we can see, you know, some kind of measurable tick down in the CPI, I think this is going to be the trading environment that we're going to be in.
So then, Joel, quite simply, you look at these markets, and we were talking about this off mic, catalyst-wise, seems like the only catalyst anybody can think of are more or less negative. There doesn't seem to be any positivity through any investors. Maybe that means that we could be reaching a bottom, or everything could be overdone. Or it could mean we're in for a pretty tough market for a while. What do you think about potential catalysts?
You got a catalyst today a little bit with Oracle. A company, you know, makes money, good earnings, had a huge fall from grace. What are they going to be, you know, the next earnings season? I believe that starts in the middle of July. Analysts are not really moving stocks that much. So now really, besides, that Oracle today, Federal Express, does that, that dividend hike, and they must be doing something else for that thing to be up 13% on that news. So, just things like that, good earnings from good companies, stock buybacks. I mean, the oil patch is still strong. That doesn't bode well for inflation. But, it's hard to find. I mean, good news would be, things calming down with Russia and the Ukraine. That doesn't seem like that's going to be happening anytime soon. I guess instead of looking for good news, maybe the absence of bad news would be better. Like China and Taiwan, situation not escalating. So instead of so much looking for good news, just stop the bad news. Stop the presses with the bad news.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Sometimes the market doesn't have to have any good news or bad news. It could just be a lull point. And Joel, sometimes during those periods where we're waiting for more earnings reports or we're waiting for more data, there are small things that get the market's attention. Recently, really over the last year or two, we've seen some high profile stock splits, and sometimes that gets a narrative going around it. Do you have any thoughts when a large company like one of the FANG stocks starts doing one of these stock splits? Do you think it's something that could move the market in a good way or a bad way?
Well, yeah, historically speaking, yes. Now you got to compare the environment. Apple and Tesla, I mean, they hit it right with their stock splits, right? The market was just ripping, a very, very bullish market. Amazon, different situation, much different market narrative. Now that did have a nice rally off its split, and you can look at the chart, and it had a nice rally. Historically, stocks run up into the split, and then they taper off after. And that's exactly what happened. Amazon hit a low with the markets, I believe a few days ahead of the markets, 101.28. Boom. The day of the split, continued excitement. You hit 128.99. Now you're back at the lows of the move, back at the monthly lows, lowest levels since May of 2000. So it's a good catalyst in the short term, but it really doesn't change the fundamental outlook of the company at all.
Fair enough. It also depends too. Broad markets are in a bear market. Sometimes these moves, there's nothing you can do to get out of the way of them. Joel, what about oil though? Because oil, boy oh boy, just keeps on running. A little bit more comments. Your thoughts on oil and if this is ever going to slow down, either the oil price or relief at the gas pump.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's any ending in sight here. Crude makes a new high for the move today. Seems to be finding some sellers in the 123 handle. You had a couple highs in that area back just over the last few days. So it's trying to break on through to the other side, but I don't see any signs of that rallying ending anytime soon. And that's translating to, the higher prices at the pump. Fortunately, if you figure that into the CPI data or the PPI, the CPI data, we'd be at a much higher rate. But the way the government decides to calculate those things, they do on their own. But I mean, the trend is your friend in these. And right now, I mean, there's nothing stopping crude oil. We'll see if we can make a new high close for the move. It's one thing to make a new high, right? And the, intraday, I believe, though, I think it has to settle above 122.13 in order to make it a new high for the recent move.
Yeah, oil being high like this is really a tax on everything, not just the consumer, yes, but also businesses. And it'll be interesting to see if we get any temperament in that energy price. Well, Joel, one other market we should probably touch on is the kind of the crash in cryptos we've seen over the last few days. Last night in the early hour morning, it got down to 20,800 in Bitcoin. Ethereum has fallen by almost as much. They're both down about 65 to 70% from their all-time highs in November. What do you make of the crypto market here? Are there any support levels you're looking at?
For a long time, I said if it ever gets back to 20K, because you have to remember in the early stages of it, I believe this is an 18, you had that big run up to 20. You came down, the market like totally unraveled. And that was where the big breakout was from 20. So old resistance, new support came down, the futures came down to that area. I just think there's a lot of people that have unrealistic expectations for Bitcoin. And, until you can do meaningful transactions in it, until you guys start paying me in Bitcoin, created by some unknown person. I mean, it could just go down as just like one of the biggest hoaxes, in the history of the markets. And, I feel sorry for people that have been caught up in the hysteria for it. It was supposed to be a hedge for inflation. We are clearly seeing that it's not a hedge for inflation, that it's very highly correlated to the NASDAQ and highly valued stocks with no earnings. And this is not a stock or a company with no earnings. It's just something that was created out of thin air. Maybe Bitcoin will be the one that will survive. But a lot of these other currencies, I mean, Dogecoin, I mean, what can you do with that? I mean, it was a great joke when, everything was going up, right? But when the tables turn, it's a whole different story. So 20K, important to hold, down 490. I mean, the other thing that you have to take into consideration, this last leg down, people couldn't sign in their account, right? They couldn't transfer. They couldn't withdraw. I mean, it's hard enough to invest in these markets, let alone not be able to get into your account to transact. That's the last thing investors want to hear or see. So a lot of just the fundamentals are turning, the technicals are ugly. We'll see if 20K holds.
Yeah, a lot of times it's not necessarily even so much the problem with the crypto itself or the altcoin. It's the exchanges that people access these coins from and put their money in. And if you can't get your money out, that's not usually a good sign. But just tying this to the oil price and to energy prices, I guess my question too, Joel, is what do you think the future of cryptos are with so much focus on energy, so much energy scarcity, high prices? You know, these things are doing mathematical algorithms, their proof of work, using large amounts of power to power all those computers. Do you think that the energy prices may have a head-on collision with the crypto miners at one point in the future?
Well, they're not using oil to mine, right? You're just talking about overall electricity. I mean, that's...
Well, like natural gas plants, yeah, they're using coal power, they're using uranium power, they're using solar wind. They're using a lot of energy, and everybody's focused on energy. Do you think the energy story is going to play into the crypto story?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, and it's something that I haven't thought about. Yeah, definitely. I mean, just like any business, if your input costs are going up, it's going to be a crash on your margins, right? I mean, it's a simple business model. So I think that's an excellent point there. And then also, environmentally speaking, there's been concerns about that. I think that's something that Elon Musk tweeted about or spoke about too. So yeah, that could be another nail in the crypto coffin. If your input costs are going higher, so you're spending more money to produce a less valuable asset. Excellent point.
Tough environment out there. Doesn't matter really what you're doing in terms of business. Miners, though, especially, their costs are going up. And boy, oh boy, crypto. Oh, man, it's getting crushed. Who knows where that bottom's going to be? Who knows if it will even run back up to some of those highs, let alone the $100,000 that a lot of those crypto bugs were looking for. Joel, thank you as always for your time, buddy. What an interesting start to this week. And tomorrow, I think undoubtedly going to be even more interesting hearing what the Fed has to say about it all. Thanks for your time, Joel. Have a great rest of your week.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys.